I want to tell you about a time I was walking to a party, mm-hmm. and a moth flew in my ear.
Yeah, okay, ladies.
So, first reaction is to put the finger in the ear, which only chased the moth further down my ear, oh. right up against my eardrum.
This happened to me, yeah. You see, you hear things like this, forgive me, but you hear things like this, and you think it's a friend of a friend story.
Yeah.
Now, well, it actually happened. So we got to the party, mm-hmm. and... Every time this moth decided it wanted to get out, it was actually going closer and closer to my eardrum, which was quite painful.
And yeah, the noise is unbelievable, isn't it, Dave?
I've had a man.
I was camping once. I've done this.
How can you sit on this?
I just remembered it. When he said his ear, I was camping once, and the ant, I could, Dan, it woke me in the room, like, it is.
Bit of echo.
It went to sleep.
And do you know how to get it out?
Go on.
I was trying to get it out of my finger and I was banging on the other ear.
No,
you fill your ear up with water. Ah. You tell him one side, you have to get your mate and he pours water in your ear and of course it's floating to the surface.
How did you deal with brown moth, Dave?
Well, we tried drowning it, but it was wedged in. Took the ear on one side, tried pouring water in there, everything. And this is at the party. And like every sort of couple of minutes, it would sort of make a mad... sort of escape effort, and obviously it's right up against my eardrum. A friend of mine put me on his back of his motorbike at the hospital, and of course we're driving along, and every so often this thing is flapping like mad up against my eardrum, and I'm squeezing and going, ah, my ear, my ear. Anyway, got to hospital, into the accident emergency, they took me in, and said that they couldn't get it out. They couldn't get it out. It was impossible to get out without, you know, whatever. So what they did is they killed it with some sort of, I don't know what it would be. But they killed it, and I said, well, you know, what now? They said, well, what we'll do is we're going to put some stuff in that rots it down, and we'll plug it up. And then you go to your doctor in a couple of weeks.
But isn't the ball your ear up in effect? This doesn't sound very medical.
That's what I thought. I thought they'd better be able to get it out, but they couldn't, so... Yeah. They killed it, which was bloody painful, because this thing's obviously dying in my ear.
Did you ever see the bones of brown moth? Did it ever kill
up? I did, it was most interesting. Went to the doctor, I said, look, I'm fed up with this thing in my ear.
They took a bit of cotton wool out,
and he managed to get a syringe in behind the moth. And... eventually, it sort of rotted down a little bit by then, and squirted out, and out of
time, we'll send you a bottle of beer or something, because thank you for sharing your private hell with us there. I had a thought, given the conversation we've had earlier on in the week, no, a torch. Brown moth sees like flies the wall.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a torch here, and a brown moth sees what's in it. Be out in a second. Mind you, walk or talk. Or it wouldn't be something if you just shine the torch in the other ear, and like the Chad Valley projector screen, it came out on the wall, and there was the old moth sitting in the little chair.